Welcome to today's deep dive into the Laws of Life workbook. We are zeroing in on week six, chapter six today, which is titled, What You Do Matters. Nothing affects your life more than what you do or choose to not do.
Yeah, it is a long title, but a really vital one.
Definitely. So our objective today is to prep you for day three, which focuses entirely on selecting and reflecting on quotes for Law 6.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as someone teaching behavioral psychology at the PhD level, I look at this workbook as basically a masterclass in behavioral intervention.
Right. And from a neuroscience perspective, I'm looking at how these daily reflection exercises actually alter your synaptic weighting, like how you are physically rewriting your brain's default operating system.
Exactly. So the assignment for day three asks you to pick one quote from the chapter, but then also to bring in an external quote that resonates with you personally. And I actually sourced my own quote before we started recording.
Oh, wait, really? Let's hear it. What is it? And why did you pick it?
So it's from Marcus Aurelius, Meditations 8.32. He says, "You must build up your life action by action and be content if each one achieves its goal as far as possible."
Wow. Okay. That is a heavy one.
It is. And the reason I love it is because in clinical behavioral psychology, we constantly see people just suffer from action paralysis. I mean, they want the end result, but they completely freeze at the complexity of getting there.
Yeah, the finish line is just like way too intimidating.
Right, exactly. So by narrowing the focus to being just, you know, content with a single action, Aurelius is essentially prescribing a method to sustain intrinsic motivation. You sort of decouple the emotional reward from that massive finish line and attach it to the immediate behavior instead.
I mean, that is a perfect description of hacking the dopaminergic pathway.
Wait, really?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because you aren't just feeling motivated abstractly.
Yep.
You are actively releasing dopamine with each micro action.
Oh.
And that physically lowers the activation energy required for the next action.
Okay, that makes so much sense.
Yeah. And for my choice, I actually opted for one of the quotes provided right in the workbook. It's John Maxwell's, "Small disciplines repeated with consistency every day lead to great achievements."
Oh, I like that one. But let me push back on that just a bit.
Sure.
So Maxwell's idea sounds great in theory, but we both know human brains resist new disciplines fiercely. Like, the brain favors metabolic efficiency, meaning it wants to stick to old, effortless habits, right? So how does simply reading a quote bridge that gap and, you know, override our biological laziness?
Well, that's the thing. Reading it passively doesn't. That is the trap of standard self-help, honestly. But the day three exercise demands active engagement. You are writing or typing these quotes into your daily practice stack.
So the physical act changes things.
Exactly. When you engage your motor cortex to write, you literally force the reticular activating system, the RAS, to prioritize this information. The RAS filters millions of sensory inputs and physical writing signals to it that this specific new philosophy is crucial for your survival.
Oh, wow. So it assigns a high cognitive salience to the text, which ties directly into those mental code rewrites for Law 6, because the workbook has you actively replacing destructive thought loops.
Right, like removing a toxic variable to gain a positive outcome.
Yes, or the code about reframing a sudden problem as a necessary gift. If you just casually think about treating a problem as a gift, the old neural pathway, like the one that panics, is still going to win out.
Because those older pathways are heavily myelinated. Signals travel down them at lightning speed. But by physically writing down the Maxwell and Aurelius quotes, you are laying down myelin on a competing, healthier circuit.
Okay, so over time, the new response just naturally outpaces the old panic response. That is fascinating. So for you listening, your task today is straightforward, but honestly, biologically necessary.
Oh, very necessary.
You need to pick your chapter quote, bring in your personal quote, and integrate both into your daily practice page.
Right, which means your three times a day review practice is getting really robust now. You are integrating these two quotes alongside your three distill points and the three specific mental code rewrites we just analyzed.
It is all about building that behavioral density. Every time you review that stacked page, you are reinforcing the new cognitive architecture. And you need that foundation to be rock solid for day four tomorrow.
Oh, day four is huge.
It really is. Tomorrow, we take this newly programmed mindset and finally apply it to the Heshep Method chapter formula. It is the practical mechanism for actualizing all this in the real world.
I cannot wait for that. But before you start your assignment today, consider this. Your brain is an incredibly efficient, self-learning computer, constantly executing whatever code it has been fed.
Right.
So what specific old self-sabotaging limitation will the code you write down today finally overwrite?